USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado touched down in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville and Woodridge in the overnight hours, causing severe damage to some of the homes in the area. There have been no reports of any serious injuries or fatalities. As of midnight, ComEd reported that 34,000 customers were without power. As law and order across major cities in the United States is taking a turn for the worse, a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times following an argument in the Bronx Sunday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim remains in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday continued to reject the premise of the For the People Act. The senator said, "We had the largest turnout in the history of the United States. The states are in charge of voting in America." End quote. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A suspected killer has turned himself in. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Owen Nicholson turned himself into police in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, more than 2,000 miles away from where the crime spree in Coos County, Oregon occurred. Nicholson was wanted for the death of his father, whose body was found at an RV park in North Bend. He's suspected of hitting and killing a man in his 70s at the campground and critically injuring the victim's wife, and then shooting and killing a woman at a marijuana dispensary. Nicholson is believed to have abandoned his father's truck after crashing it in Oregon and making it over 2,000 miles to Wisconsin. He's facing several charges, including first-degree murder and second-degree attempted murder. He's expected in court in Milwaukee this week before returning to Oregon to face charges.
The Hubble Space Telescope captured a brilliant image of spiral galaxy NGC 3254, which has a particularly luminescent and active core emitting as much energy as the rest of the galaxy combined. Why are they so active? They each have a supermassive black hole in them. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Drug cartels are smuggling deadly drugs into the United States as President Biden's open border policy has border agents taking care of the human crisis while drugs flow through the incomplete border wall. Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies tells Fox News what she has learned being focused on the border.
The influx of people and illicit goods deliberately use the groups of families and kids to send them across dozens at a time because they know that they suck up the resources of the Border Patrol agents who have to take care of the families and kids. And then that opens up another spot along the line where they can send through not only drugs, but also the people who don't want to be caught, so-called gotaways, which it should be also of great concern because these are people who are often either people who've been removed from the country before, are criminals, prior deportees, gang members, all kinds of people who don't want to be caught by the Border Patrol or who are carrying loads of high-value drugs. And those loads are hugely valuable to the smugglers, but also the ones that law enforcement agencies ought to be most concerned about that are getting away and that we don't have a great handle on.
Close to 4 tons of fentanyl has been seized by U.S. Border Patrol agents since the open border policy began. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.